Kilgore was actually a temporary thing, I said. A stop, but not an ending. But I found once I moved here that I really liked the location. The pace, I guess you would say. It's slow, not too exciting, and everyone here is honestly kind of laid back. Not too intense. Something that I really enjoy.
So you've made it your home, she said. You're going to stay here a while?
I crossed my left leg over my right knee and leaned farther back in the chair as I crossed my arms over my chest and thought about her question. If you'd have asked me that a year ago before I got on the SWAT team, I would have had a different answer for you, I admitted. But then I got onto the SWAT team, found a place for myself, and I think I just might stay a while. I was kind of an outsider, though. A lot of the men had known each other growing up, if even from a distance, and others had found a way to wiggle into the tight-knit group. Me, on the other hand, I was just plain introverted. I went to mandatory meetings and parties. I talked to the boys when they addressed me. But mostly I was a loner and enjoyed my own company. When I was bothered, I found myself more annoyed than accepting. And even if the guys on the SWAT team were nice, I still had to force myself to join in on their fun at times. That had a lot to do with how I grew up, though. When I was growing up, every single person that spoke to me, be it man, woman, or child, always, and I do mean always, had an ulterior motive. Make friends with him, joke around with the kid, his father's the president. It would be good to have an in with me, to get closer to the president. I couldn't tell you how many women came on to me when I was 18, too, just because they knew that if they ended up catching me, things would go great for them because of who my dad was. Honestly, I hadn't trusted a single woman ever. Except for when it came to the particular girl that was now sitting in her seat facing me. She flipped her hair back over her shoulder and stared at me with her light blue eyes. Light blue eyes that had the power to make me want to gaze into them and sing sonnets. Not that I knew sonnets, but for Carolina, I might just be willing to learn how.